no more.
Hi, Tyler. How are you?
Hi.
Doing well?
Yep.
Awesome. Happy Wednesday. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, so I take care of pricing and details for your area. And I know that you were talking with Lulu. She does a wonderful job explaining the outline of the program. However, I did want to go over pricing and details. She was requesting a new in business rate, but I believe you mentioned her. I mean, you've been in business for a while, but at one point you did kind of stop and restart again, right? Just to clarify
on
that.
It's technically a new business. My old business I started was providing a slightly different service than I learned from my old business that what I should be marketing towards and doing. So technically,
okay.
It still behaves a little bit different. I'm licensed differently, so.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. Understood. So, and this one just basically restarted back. Well, you just started back up with the new business now since April, I think is what Lulu put. Is that correct? Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, still congrats on that. So, before we get into pricing and details, I wanted to ask if there was any questions that you had for me as far as questions about placement that we do, questions about how the program works, anything in particular that I could answer.
I'm not entirely certain what you guys are offering to me. I understand that it's a phone number and that places with Google and Bing and all the search engines. But I'm trying to comprehend how this is different.
Let me go over. Go over that with you. So our company is called Local Splash. What we are, Tyler, is a Google channel partner. So the reason that we were actually reaching out to you is because we just had a position open up within our company for your category. Now, what we're looking for is to work with a company that has a good reputation online, provides a quality service, and most importantly, that can handle more business. Okay? So I did a quick search for the company by name, and it looks like, and I don't know if this was a while back or not, but at one time, did you have an Angie's Leads? It used to be called Home Advisor.
I was expecting their call. I just signed up for Angie's Leads, and I just got approved today for that.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations. That's awesome. Okay. So I saw that appear. I did see a couple other little directories, one like that's called Bizipedia, Manta. That could have been maybe when you registered your company. But for the most part, I say this because I'm not coming across anything that's negative in regards to your business. I think we, at the very least, can both agree that you've been providing a quality type of service, you know, to your clients, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's the kind of company we're looking to work with. So the placement that we're talking about is the local map section, which is where 90% of those searches will start and stop. So what we do is we ensure that at any time when someone's searching for your services, you know, whether it's, I think you do a lot of security camera installations, computer support, if I'm not mistaken, and solar as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So when they're typing in those keywords or search terms, they're going to find Sierra Tech Pro appear as a top recommended option on the first page of Google so that they can click on your number and call you directly. So that's what we're primarily calling about. Okay?
So isn't that pretty similar to how Google AdWords works?
Not necessarily. Well, kind of. So there's a difference, right? Let me explain how it works. So at the very top of the page, you're going to see Google Guaranteed, which are the ones with the green check mark, which is a separate program Google offers. It's a pay-per-lead program. Underneath of that is your Google Ads. Those run on a rotation, okay? If you're running them, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes you can incur a lot of click fees and no results, right? No conversions.
Yeah.
And then you have the Google Local Map. That local map is typically going to cover your zip code. Anyone who's within your zip code or 5 to 10 miles from your zip code that are in search of your services is going to find you in the local map, okay? And then you have organic underneath of that, which over time, organically, you'll appear. We're specifically calling about the local map section. However, we do offer a number of services, like we run Facebook ads, Google ads. It really depends on the appetite of your business. I did find also your Facebook page too, as we've been talking, because I've been still doing more research. So, and good job on it. Really good job. What about Facebook? Do you like ever go on Facebook at all?
Technically, no. I don't have an account. I got in trouble years ago, and the FBI went in and they had me remove my account. So I had to go into Poland. Yeah, it was weird. So whole conspiracy. I didn't really believe what was happening because I talked to my friend that worked at Facebook, and they're like, "Yeah, I don't know what you did, but we got contacted by the government to have your account removed." And I was like, "That's not a thing."
Like your personal account?
Well, I was running for county supervisor, and I think they were trying to like connect me to something that I wasn't connected with.
Oh wow!
So yeah. Yeah, they took down all my pages. I had like multiple Facebook pages. They took down my account. They took down all my Instagram accounts. Anything that was owned by Facebook, they took it all down. And they tried to say that I was connected to domestic terrorism. I was like, running for county supervisor?
You're like, okay. Or did someone hack
support
your page?
And you can reach out. No, yeah. I don't think it was hacked. I mean, I had access for like, you know, an hour before I realized I was banned. And I had reached out to, cause like there's no customer support to get it recovered, right? And if you create a new one, they recognize the device ID on your phone and they'll immediately ban it again. So I had to talk to a friend that worked at Facebook, and they're like, yeah, you have to like VPN into Poland where like the laws are different and they can't ban you over there. I was like, really? Okay. So I like had to like VPN into Poland just to create a new account. And so that's why I'm always timid about like using Facebook, because like I don't trust them. I feel like they're just going to like randomly ban me again.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the reason that I was asking about Facebook, right, is because I feel like for your particular situation, I feel you would do better with Facebook ads, because Facebook ads across all industries is a 9% conversion rate. When you compare it to Google ads are 4% mm-hmm. conversion rate. So Facebook ads are doubled.
Yeah.
And it's because whether someone's performed that search on Google, and even if they didn't call you, but they go to Facebook and now they're looking through pictures or stories, they would actually see your ad appear. So it does help you reach more new potential clients, but those ads, we can actually run them to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. And it's a click-to-call ad, or we can have them go straight to your website. I know a lot of our clients have seen really great results with those ads, and you probably see them yourself too. When you performed a search on something previously, and then all of a sudden a Facebook ad appears on it. So that's how they work.
Cookies, yeah.
So,
how about Nextdoor? Do you guys also do Nextdoor?
No, we do not. Nextdoor is like another, I would consider it a directory. Not a bad directory from what I understand. We work with a lot of their clients too. So I hear sometimes Nextdoor is a lot better than the Angie's when it comes to directories, only because with the Angie's, and I'm sure you're probably aware that once you get approved and they start sending you leads, they charge you per lead, unless if you're doing the opportunities with them, right? So one thing I will encourage you is that when you get those leads, that you call them right away as soon as you receive them, because you're also sharing it with three or four other businesses, you know?
Yeah.
So the particular package that I wanted to kind of offer you, Tyler, was what we call our Platinum package, and that's the one that includes both Google and Facebook marketing. So the way that it works here, we set it at a flat rate that's month to month with no contracts. So with the new in business rate, you're looking at a monthly flat rate of $249 a month. It will come with a one-time setup fee of $99. That's just to cover your programming. So it would make the initial investment to get started today $348. And then every month after that, you would then just be paying the $249 a month with no contracts. And this would include the first page placement on Google and the local map, content creation on Bing. Facebook ads are included. You will also be listed on Yahoo, as well as Apple. We ensure that your website be attached wherever your business is being promoted. We do as well include voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and we give you that exposure on mobile devices. So anyone who's performing that search from their iPhone, Android, or tablet could also find you on the first page of Google as well. So it pretty much, I would say, be covering all of your bases.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. What are your thoughts, if you don't mind me asking? I mean, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, so I think I'm sold on the idea. I'm willing to give it a shot. Only problem I'm having right now is I just went over budget with my marketing expenses yesterday when I went and did.
Oh man, yeah.
So I am a little over budget. I have some checks I need to cash in. So I have a company credit card. It's getting pretty close to where it's maxed out. So I don't know if I can be able to give you the $300 that I think that you'd be wanting right away.
The $348. Okay.
Yeah, but I can probably make some payments later this week. I want to make it clear. I am interested. I'm not trying to brush you off and stuff.
So, okay.
If it's possible, maybe you can give me a call back later on, maybe like next week and stuff. Let me see if I'm able to kind of get my expenses back kind of flatlined a little bit.
I can definitely reach back out to you as long as I still have the position available. And I don't say that to pressure you. I appreciate you even being, honest. I mean, that's pretty personal, right? So I appreciate that. I just want to be transparent too, because my reps, even as we've been talking on the phone, Tyler, I'm going to be honest, they've been still calling through the area. So I don't know whether this position would be available next week or not. And I only say that because it really depends on who we talk to next. And I say that because if we were, let's say, to begin working with you today on the first page of Google, we actually close out the category. All that means is that we're not going to turn around and now sign up one of your competitors. And that's because we work with one business per industry per area. And really to ensure that you're getting the maximum amount of calls and exposure is what that all means. The initial cost is an issue for you, okay, what I can do, since you already have your own website, I can put in a credit for that, which what it'll do is completely waive the setup fee, okay?
Okay.
Putting in that credit. So then it would just be $249 for you to get it started. And then every month after is just $249 a month. I don't know if that would even help you, but I'm at least waiving that for you. So at least,
let me check. Let's see here.
Okay.
See if that's a fit. We're getting close, but.
No. And listen, again, I don't want to leave you to where you're over, or maxing out, that's not my goal. Okay. I really don't want to do that to you either, but wherever I can help you, I'll try,
You said $249?
Yes. There's no taxes or anything like that. It's a fixed flat rate. So it would be, because I've already waived the setup fee, so it would only be the $249 for you to get it started. And then every month after is $249 a month. That's it.
Cool. And is there a contract or anything like that that I'm
the
committed
only
to
thing,
if it doesn't work out?
The only thing we ask is at least stick it out 2 months, because as you know with Google, it's not like tomorrow you're on the first page. So we call it a 2-month verbal commitment. You're paying monthly. At any time you want to cancel, all you call is 3 business days before your billing is due to cancel. We part ways as friends. No cancellation fee.
Okay.
We prefer to earn your business. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Okay. What is the best email for you, Tyler? This is where we send correspondence and your receipt.
Yes. It's going to be Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, at sierratech.pro.
CRTech.pro, right?
Yep.
Or is it Sierra?
Yeah, Sierra, Sierra Mountain.
I'm over here putting CR. Oh my gosh, Nadine, get it together. Sierra Tech. Oh Lord,
yeah.
.pro, right? Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
it's been a
while. That's the area I'm in, so.
You're like, listen.
There's a lot of There's a lot of local businesses of a similar sounding name around here, so we all have
really?
To hear our name.
Oh, yep. I was going to see. Okay, so here's what I'm sending out first is two emails coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now, the first one is going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to show you $249 a month for our platinum package. Okay, it's a month-to-month program, everything that's included. The second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So it just gives you, Tyler, an overview of our reporting system so that you're familiar with how you'll be tracking your results with us, which is the beauty for me of the program. You can see what phone calls you're receiving, how many times it clicked on your ad, as well as you're not getting additional click fees, okay, just an FYI. You're always just going to pay that flat rate, okay? And then
okay.
On this number that you and I are speaking on, can you also receive text messages to this phone number?
Yes. It's a voice number, so it goes on your
perfect.
And everything.
Awesome. So what I'm doing now is I'm sending you a series of text messages. So the first text, I'm what's considered the lead on the account. It's going to have my contact information, Nadine Medina, with my phone number and my extension. So there goes the first one. Once you receive all three, just let me know so that way I can make sure that you got them all. Now, the next one is going to have the number to our customer service department. You will have a team within our company here that is dedicated to your account. Whenever you have an update, a change, a question, or even a concern, you're going to contact customer service. We are always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. If I'm not mistaken, we're on the same time zone. We just did our time change. So I'm still trying to get used to that. So we're here for you Monday through Friday. Now, just heads up, okay? Thanksgiving, we are closed, and the day after, Friday. Not like
that's
I go
fine.
Black
that's
Friday, off, to be honest.
I probably will be calling you on Thanksgiving anyway, so.
So I just like to give everyone a heads up anyways, you know. Now, this last link, or last text, excuse me, that I'm sending, it's going to be a link to a YouTube video, and the video I would say is about 6 minutes long. I do recommend when you have time, please take a look at the video. It's going to give you that demonstration on how you log in and track your results with us. It is nothing complicated. However, I do want you to get familiar with it. Okay? And did you get all three text messages?
So I got two text messages and one email.
Okay.
No, wait, hang on. Two emails.
Two text messages. Let me send this text again. I know what probably happened. Did you accidentally hit possible spam?
When one of the text messages
came through?
I didn't hit anything. It might have said that when you called, but I don't know.
Okay.
Did
it say that? That's kind of weird. I'm going to have to let our tech support team know. Okay. If you...
Actually, it thinks everybody's possible spam for the record, so don't take offense to it.
Okay. Okay. Here's what you're going to do.
It's oversensitive.
I hear you. Mine does it too, right? I wish I could do that to my kids sometimes when they're calling me for money. Here's what I'll need you to do while we're talking. If you could go in and set us up as a contact on your phone. So this way you can just type in Local Splash and put in our 877 number. So this way, like if we call you with an update, it's not going to ignore our call. Do you see what I'm saying? Because you'll have us listed as a contact. So let me know and I'll give you the number to just kind of plug it in. Tyler, what's your last name just for the account purpose?
Kuski, K-U-S-K-I-E.
K-U-S-K-I-E. Kuski is how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Like Kuski.
And then, gotcha. I was just going to say that. And then, and it's I-E at the end, right? Because Husky, I would spell it with a Y. Okay.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
The company name, Sierra Tech Pro, is how it should read, with the phone number 530-208-9988. Is that the best number that should be listed for you as well?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, have you PIN verified the business yet? Because I was looking to see if there was a Google profile.
I don't know if I did that. I might have started the process. I started a bunch of things and didn't finish them or something like that.
Okay,
so I know
no
that like my Yelp account is half finished or something. So I don't know if I finished it.
It's okay. No worries. So we're going to have Google send out that pin code to you and it'll come in the mail looking like a postcard. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So what address do you want it to be mailed to?
Can I have it to my home address?
Yes, and we'll make sure that that address is hidden. It will not appear anywhere on Google because it's what Google considers a home office. So what's your home address?
Good. Give me 3140 Pleasant Valley Road.
Pleasant Valley Road. Okay.
Plasterville, California, 95667.
Got it. Okay. And then I'm going to hide that address because we don't want it showing up anywhere on Google at all. Okay.
I doubt anyone would want to drive out here anyways. It's kind of hard to find the address.
I was going to say, in that area, I would imagine so. Right? Okay.
Whenever I invite people over, they're like, which house is it? And I'm like, yeah, you gotta go back. It's across the street from the school. Just go look for the school, go across the street.
You're like, just find the school, right? But I bet you it's so pretty out there too.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I bought the house.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. All right. So now I'm going to go here. Okay. So we're going to go over billing. Now, before I even process your payment, Tyler, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording, and it's for your protection. What it's going to do is outline our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date. If you choose to pause or cancel, we ask that you call 3 business days before the billing is due so you don't get charged. But as I'm walking you through it, okay, if there's something you don't understand, can you just do me a favor and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. Just because I want you to have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the name on the card that you're using today, is it just in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
I think it's Tyler M. Kusky, DBA as Sierra Tech Pro.
Okay.
Actually, just as Sierra Tech Pro. Yeah, it has my name in the business name. Yeah.
Okay. Sierra Tech Pro is what it says on there too? Okay.
Yep.
Same billing address as your home address?
Correct.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
All right. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
All right. Ready? It's going to be 47-98-53-16-40-37-00-54.
Expiration month and year?
0728.
And the CVV code on the back?
225.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. I am not charging the card. Okay?
Yep.
So 47-98-53-16-40-37-00-54 expires July of 28, and the CVV code on the back is 225, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account here with us, and it can either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
We can do the city.
What city were you born in?
San Jose.
When I used to work for a trunking company, I would fly in to Oakland, and I was staying in Pleasanton, Livermore area. Beautiful out there.
Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah, you know, I was born there, but I only lived there when I was a little kid. Most of my life, I've lived up here in the hills. So
nice.
It's,
so
for my parents, it was a culture shock moving up here from the city.
Was it?
To, like, out in the, yeah, but for me, because I grew up mostly up here, when I go down to visit the city I was born in, it's like, oh, this is a culture shock for me, and this is where I was born.
I hear you.
I've been up here for, and my old job before I started this business, I used to work for Intel. They kept trying to get me to move down there because they have an Intel campus in Folsom. I was working there.
Right.
And they offered me an extra $20K a year to go move down there. And I declined it because I felt like the cost of living down there was so much more. I was like, it's not worth it.
Listen, you have no idea. We're in Orange County. We're down south. And I'm going to tell you something. It is like outrageous. Like outrageous. I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
We have three vehicles, my husband and I. And I said, whoever's driving the furthest is the one that's taking the one that's not the gas guzzler, you know? It's just everything.
Right.
I tell you.
I know.
All right. So I'm going to turn on the recording here. Remember, if there's something you don't, that's not clear, just say, what does it mean? So this way we can review it. Okay. So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Sierra Tech Pro.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Tyler Pesky, owner.
Are you authorized, Tyler, to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I want you to keep in mind, we might have an update for you. We know sometimes you're in the middle of a job. We just ask that you respond within 24 business hours. If you get a call from someone, let's just say they're asking you to, you know, you need to pay $5 to verify your profile. Don't give them any money. Take down the phone number, disconnect the call. As a matter of fact, ask them, what's my security question? They'll hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling. So we put the security question for that reason. Okay? Anytime, even if it's us calling you, Local Splash, always ask, what's my security question? Okay? Just for your protection.
Gotcha.
All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What do you mean? Like,
Let me explain. So what we're saying is this. Like, we know you're on Yelp. We know you just signed up with Angie's. They're not associated with anything that we do, right? We're saying before you do any additional other, like, online marketing aside from what you're doing now, we just would like you to give us a heads up to call us and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of signing up with. And we'll say, hold on, and we'll take a look to make sure it's not a service that we're including, because we just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. That's what it means. So, like, if you were to call in and say, hey, I'm going to run some Facebook ads, we would say, don't do it, because, Tyler, we're already running Facebook ads. So this way it's saving you money. Make sense?
Okay. To clarify, because we talked earlier, you guys don't do Nextdoor. So if I wouldn't that, I wouldn't need to necessarily disclose after the Nextdoor, right? Okay.
Yeah, okay, you're totally fine. Yeah. In fact, I thought I saw a profile on Nextdoor for you. So that's not even associated with us. You're fine. We're already aware of what you're currently doing from what we've seen. But if you were to do anything else, you know, we're just saying, just kind of give us a ring. Like if you said, oh, I'm going to sign up for voice-activated searches, we would tell you don't do it. It's already included in our package, right? So
okay.
Be careful.
You guys also, so let me ask you this. To make sure it's not a service that's not included. You guys don't offer, like, virtual receptionist services or anything like that? Like, AI answering?
No.
Okay.
We don't offer any of that. So you're fine if you were to sign up with something like that.
That's the next plan.
Yeah. No worries. Now, in So just in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is November 8th, 2023, in the non-refundable and discounted amount of $249. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means is that your second payment will automatically be charged on December 8th, 2023, in the discounted amount of $249. So this will be a recurring payment, Tyler. What that means is that when your term is completed, it will automatically renew each month on the eighth day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So that's the 877-635-6225 number that you're going to call. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel it, we do ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before that billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. So you already know, just call 3 days before the 8th if you need to pause it or cancel it, so they don't charge you that day. Okay?
Okay. What's the client support?
Are you ready to write it down, the number?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's put it in your contacts, because I would prefer you have it in your contacts. So you're going to put in – okay, perfect. So that number is 877-877. Uh-huh, 635.
635.
6225.
6225.
And just put it in as Local, L-O-C-A-L, and then Splash, like a splash of water. S-P-L-A-S-H. So save that in your contacts. So when you call that number, just follow the prompts. So like if you, let's say for example, you wanted to talk to me, right? Because you couldn't wait to talk to customer service. You need to talk to someone now. Hit number one and then just put in my extension 623. I sent it to you in the text message and it's also on the email that I sent you too. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Cool. Perfect. You programmed the number in, right? Awesome. I always like to kind of walk people through that because I know sometimes like you guys get text messages from us and then it slips your mind. And then when you have us calling, you're like, what's this 877 number calling me, right? And then it's like,
I'm bad at
man.
Text messages, by the way. I'm horrible. I'm just letting you know I'm horrible at text messages. So. I'll get like 300 unread messages.
No way. Oh my. You don't even want to know how many are on mine. Oh, I'm even afraid to tell you. I have like 400 and something.
I'm pretty sure, let's see here. I know I have like 3 different phone numbers, which probably doesn't help at all, but.
Oh my God.
But I know for one of my phone numbers, I have, that's 308 unread messages there. This one's 182 unread messages.
No way.
The business number probably is not as bad, but yeah, I got.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you know what? I have a lot of them because it's like for some reason, when I'm going in to make my payment on my truck, I don't know what, it's like the same device I'm using and it's asking me to, let's send you a second verification. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is my home computer. What's the big deal? But yeah, it happens to me.
most of them are automated, but even sometimes if it's somebody who's like texting me something, I'll just read the preview and I won't, I'm like, all right, Larry, I know what you texted me. I won't even open up the message. I'll just read the preview on your phone.
Oh my God.
I'm like, oh cool, I got the message.
Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm just updating the package. I'm processing the payment and then you're going to be getting your receipt sent to you shortly. How does your schedule look for your client interview? What we do is we block out an hour and it takes about 30 to 40 minutes. You don't need to be in front of a computer, but basically in the client interview, they're just going to be kind of going over keywords, search terms, verifying all the information that you and I went over. And I do want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. So how does it look for tomorrow for you so I can see what times we have open?
So tomorrow is interesting because I happen to be in a situation where I need something to do or this
okay.
work. So I have to take my truck to the mechanic and then I have a customer appointment at 4 p.m. So my truck is being dropped off in the morning. So anytime between I want to probably be leaving to go to the customer's house probably before 3-ish or around 3-ish. So before 3 and probably anytime after 10, be fine.
Okay. I have an appointment 11 to 12, and I also have an appointment 2 to 3.
Yeah, let's do 11 to 12.
11 to 12? Okay. So tomorrow we'll be calling you from an 877 number. You just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. If for some reason when we call you, you're in the middle of something and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone, Tyler, and just say, can you call me back in 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever, okay?
Gotcha.
We'll send you a reminder an hour before the interview just to let you know that it's also coming up within the next hour, okay? And then what I'm going to do here is we're just going to go over a few notes for the technician. They're just some basic notes so that they know where to start from. So I just sent you the email on the calendar invite. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling you for the client interview to introduce you to your technician, or the tech will call you directly. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if you take a quick look at either your text messages or your emails, okay, I need you to find your receipt. And actually, there's another email, too, that says action photos required. I want to go over both of those with you right now.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've gotten several of them.
Actions, photos required.
Yes, actions, photos required. Open that one up. So basically what this is, okay, Google is now requiring, they're getting a little more stricter and they're basically like separating the cream from the fat. So businesses that aren't legitimate, they're kind of weeding those guys out that are taking business away from you that are, right? So
okay,
any of these items that you have, we want you to send us photos of them. Tools.
Again,
equipment.
I still don't see the.
You don't see it yet?
Oh, there it is. Okay, fine. Just got
okay.
It. Okay.
Okay, perfect. And it might have came also through your text messages as well. Okay? So, just some of the items. And if you don't have all of them, it's fine. Not a big deal. Send us as many of the ones that you can.
I got tons of photos of me on the job site. Nothing of my tools or equipment, but I got a whole folder full, probably about 200 photos of previous jobs that I've been on. I always take
okay.
a picture when I'm done of
uh-huh.
so that way I have proof that the work is completed. Would that work? Is that something?
Well, what they specifically want is this. Take some pictures of the tools or your equipment, right? Just take a picture, even if it's one. Because what they're doing is it's part of the verification process, right? They're going to mm-hmm. want a picture of your work vehicle or your work truck or van, whatever you use. If you have business license and insurance, send a picture of that. If you have registration for the business, a photo of that. If you have business cards you hand out, send us a picture of that. If you use invoices, send us a blank invoice, right? Because you know how sometimes your invoice will have like your business logo and all that. Send us a picture of your workplace. So like let's say you store your equipment, right, your tools in a part of your garage, send us a picture of that. The more items that you can send photos of, the better, okay? The ones that you
okay.
don't have, don't worry about it. It's just part of the process, and this actually gets you PIN verified a lot faster. It helps the process be quicker, okay?
Gotcha.
Now, if you take a look at your receipt, it would say, Dear Tyler M., thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. And it'll say, go on to say this is a recurring payment. And then it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that receipt?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So when you click on where it says click here, it's going to take you to a page that says at the top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. So under your services, you're going to have the Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access. When we scroll down a little bit, you're going to have the directory submissions. The My Site does not apply to you. That would be if you didn't have a website. So since you have yours, we are going to make sure that that's the one that's attached. below, a little further down, we have the Facebook Business Access page. Now, you have one that is already set up for the business, you said?
The basic page?
Yeah, for the business?
Yeah, I have it in there too.
Okay, awesome. So all you're going to do, now, do you have them linked together by chance?
Yes.
Your Facebook, okay, perfect. Because when we're running those Facebook ads, we're not doing posting on your page, so just FYI, we're only running the Facebook ads. So all you're going to do is add us on as managers, not owners, managers, so we can manage the ads. When we post those ads, as long as your Instagram is linked to your Facebook, it's also going to show up on your Instagram. Because you know how, like, when you post on Instagram, it shows on Facebook and vice versa. So I'm glad you have them linked. That'll be good, you know? And then now you're also, as we scroll down, Google Ads and Google Guaranteed, those are two products that we also assist with that are part of Google, but it's not part of your current package, okay? Google Workspace is something they'll offer you during your client interview. You do not have to do it. You could decline. That's like having a work email, which you already have one, so you don't need the Google Workspace. Advanced Reporting System. That is part of your package. Live client support, you see our times there, Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. SMS communication, sometimes we'll call you, we'll text you, we'll email, just to kind of give you updates. And if we have a question and we need to get in touch with you, we're going to try different ways, okay? Delivery dates. So just again, to go over the timeline, 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are up and running. 6 to 10 days, the PIN code is going to come in the mail from Google. Once you get it, we'll need the PIN code. 5 to 7 days is a directory submission, and you'll also receive your login credentials. 30 to 45 days is always a promise that we give for the first page placement on Google. But again, I've seen many times where it's happened sooner, okay? But that's always our promise. Now, under payments, you pay $249 to activate your services. We break it down $100, and we allocate $100 of the $249 to your Facebook ads that we're incurring the cost per click, not you, okay? And then every month after, it shows you the breakdown again, $149 plus the $100, $249, okay? Seasonal holds, cancellations, call 3 business days before the billing is due. Under where it shows mobile phone, that is your phone number. You're going to click on the box that says, I agree to receive text messages sent to my phone. The box below that, you're certifying it's your name on the card that's provided. And then at the bottom where it says to sign Tyler, you're just going to type your name exactly as it reads there. Okay, Tyler M, no period, and then your last name. Date is already populated, and then just confirm signature. Let me know when you do that, because you then should see it asking you for a username and password.
Yeah, I'm done.
Perfect. So that's where you'll log in to track your results with us, and we don't currently have that yet. So in 5 to 7 days, be on the lookout, because you'll get that in an email with this link, a username, and a password, and that's why I want you to watch the video, okay? And then just going over a few notes. Now, I noticed on your website under your services, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you want me to put security camera installation, TV mounting, in-wall cable running, computer support, solar. What do you want me to list under your services?
So, especially the first three, those are the main things.
Okay.
I actually, the computer support too, yeah. So I guess the first four, the solar is kind of just a side thing.
Oh, okay. Not anything like you really want to market right now?
So the way I market the solar is that once I'm in your house fixing your computer or doing your cable mounting or security cameras,
you bring
also
it up.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I learned this trick when I, on my old business, I'd be fixing computers.
Uh-huh.
And I was able to sell security services. And I would do that with security services. And so
that's
when I started
smart.
This business out, I went and found a solar company that'll let me sell the solar for them. So that's how
Very
I did
nice.
It.
Very nice. Okay. So I'll list these top three. Anything else I need to notate on there? And is it just strictly residential? Do you want to add in commercial? You let me know.
Yeah, you could add in commercial. You could add the computer support as well. Yeah, I guess that's pretty common.
Computer support too. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then, let's see here. So you do have the option, and it's just, it's an option. It doesn't cost you anything, but instead of us listing your actual phone number there, we can put a tracking number that's actually linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you download from the App Store that allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls. Would you be interested in a tracking number, or do you prefer that we list your phone number there?
Can I explain the benefits again?
So basically, the tracking number, instead of them seeing your 530 number, they're going to see a tracking number. When they call that number, it's still going to ring to your phone, but it does come with an app that you download from the App Store. And what it does is it allows you to track your phone calls, you can track your messages, you could even block spam calls, right? So it's just kind of an added feature to prevent spam calls. It's not like an answering service. It's what they call a tracking number. It doesn't cost you anything. If you decide you don't want to do it, and let's say later on, now you want the tracking number, you just let us know and we'll change it to the tracking number. But it won't, cost anything.
Is it different than like Google Voice? Because that's kind of what I'm using already.
Oh, well then I would stick with Google Voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it as it is. Yeah. You're fine then.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. All right. So then let's see here. Now I'm trying to find the Sierra Tech Facebook. Are you able to send me the link?
Yeah, 1 second.
Provided. Okay, perfect.
Give me a second.
No worries. Take your time.
You want me to text it or email it to you? Or?
Yeah, you can text it to me or email it, whichever's easiest for you. And then you want to keep it within 50 miles, right? Because the Facebook ads, we could target as far as 50 miles. Do you want to keep it at that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is your, what's your preferred method of contact like when we're calling you? Do you prefer calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
This is like for the customers when, or
this would be us. This would be us contacting you. Like, what do you, how do you prefer that we communicate with you?
Probably email.
Emails? Okay.
Yeah.
And hours of operation?
So it'd be 9 a.m. to, 6 p.m.
Monday through Friday?
Sunday through Friday.
Sunday through Friday. Okay.
Yeah.
Saturdays are off.
Yep, that's my day off.
Good. Good for you. Good for you. And are you licensed and insured in the process, not required where you're at? I just asked. I just asked
that
habit.
Literally all of that right there. So I have an HIS license for the solar.
Oh, nice.
Because you need a license to sell solar. And I, for the work that I'm doing, security cameras, I've already called the California State Contractors Board.
Yeah.
As long as I'm charging fewer than $500 for the job,
I don't need
a license. But I do qualify to get a license. It's a C7 license. So it's just like a few fees and I gotta take the test to go get it. So I can be licensed and get that license. That's a future move. I'm waiting to get some more customers. Once I start getting to the problem where I need to start raising my prices above 500, then I'm going to I'll make an effort to get licensed. But I figure for now, I'll just work within the limits, but, I think I might be getting to the point because I had a customer the other day who was right at that limit. It was at 500. It actually came out to 520. I had to lower it to 500.
You're like, oh man.
I'm losing money.
Let me remove the $20. No, I hear you.
I gave a veteran discount.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Hey, that's awesome. It'll come back to you. I promise. Okay.
Yep.
And then what about insured? Are you insured?
No, not yet.
Okay. No worries. I'll just put in process. Okay. Perfect. And then forms of payments. Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, credit cards, debit, What typical forms of payments do you take?
Yeah, so I could do credit card. I can do Venmo, cash, and checks. Yeah, so those four.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Awesome. All right. And then did you email me the link? Let me check my emails.
Oh, sorry. I didn't.
It's okay. No worries. Oh, it's okay. You're like me. I'm like, it's so funny. My friend and I were just talking over the weekend. I'm like, girl, I got like 20 different projects going on in my house. I started in one room. I got the other room torn apart. I'm like, oh, my gosh. She goes, Nadine, sit down. You're like, I don't know what's going on, but you're all over the place. I know. Well, because you're putting something away, and you're like, oh, let me kind of straighten this out. Oh, I think I want to change the way the furniture is in this. It was a mess. Yeah. My husband's
I think you got ADHD.
Yeah. My husband's like, you need to stop. Like, what is going on? I'm all, just leave me alone. He's like, oh, my gosh. I was moving furniture from one bedroom to the other bedroom, switching it. Like, yeah.
What's your email?
It's N. Like Nancy, Medina, M-E-D-I-N-A, at localsplash.com. Sorry, my Apple Watch is talking to me. She's all, I found this on the web. I'm like, I'm not even talking to you, Siri.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yeah, it should come right up when you're typing it in because you've gotten some emails from me.
Yeah, and then it gives you a little warning. Says you're emailing outside your network.
Yeah, I know. You know, that happens to me all the time, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's like there's no one in my network.
Here it is. Got it. Okay, perfect. Oh, that came through pretty quick. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is great. We got everything now. So just remember that tomorrow we will call you from that 877 number. So just make sure you answer all calls within the hour, and we'll actually send you that friendly reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, just in case if it slips your mind. Okay.
Okay.
And
worst case scenario, if my phone blows up and I miss the phone call,
we'll reschedule it for the, if worst case scenario, we'll send you a message saying we're rescheduling for the next day at the same time. Okay. Even if you have to call me and say, Nadine, listen, I missed my appointment and that time tomorrow isn't going to work for me. Can we do this time? I'll reschedule it for a different time for you. So don't worry. We'll make sure you're taken care of. Okay.
Sounds good.
Either way. All right. Well, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. I'm super excited for you, Tyler. Really excited. This is going to be awesome.
I know. Me too. I'm doing a lot of advertising this week. I'm going to probably be so busy. I'm going to have to hire someone, hopefully.
Save your receipts for your tax purposes.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, wait.
Well, you know, as ADD as I am, I have an obsession with numbers and spreadsheets. I have this amazing spreadsheet where I calculated the exact gas mileage I spent
good
on
for
the
you.
Site. I've calculated the transaction fees. I have averages and median rates on how much I'm paying per, how much taxes per job and stuff, all the expenses. I take a picture of every receipt. So while I have a somewhat hectic, unorganized life, that is the one thing I'm organized on because it's fun for me. I don't know why it's fun.
So, yeah, I'll tell you. When I had my own catering business, right, this was years ago before my husband got sick with cancer, you know, I was sole proprietor, so at the time I hadn't done the LLC yet, so I was just doing like our taxes all together, right? So I was like expensing everything, you know what I mean? Because you got to save all your receipts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My husband, when tax season would come, and I would always wait until the last minute to do them, even though I'm ADD in other areas, right? Like I'm like total. Mm-hmm. And he was like, do you need me to help you? And I said, no, because you have no idea how I have it processed in my head. I just need you to just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. And he's like, okay. And I'm going like, I mean, and I would do it every year. And he's like, Nadine, are you sure you don't want me? I said, nope. He's like, you look kind of stressed. And I said, nope. You don't understand my process and how I have it. And it's too hard for me to explain it to you. I already got it down. Go over there. So that's where I'm like, yeah, certain things I'm very, yeah, crazy with it. But it was such a pleasure again speaking with you, and we will talk with you tomorrow, okay?
Yep. All right.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks.